Greetings, wonderful viewers and movie lovers. Pacifia and I rejoin you today to make more Oscar Night Delights, Open Wisdom Sandwiches. This coming Sunday, the Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences will honor the best of the best in the movie industry at the prestigious annual Oscar Awards. Like we mentioned yesterday, it's almost a tradition in the United States to gather together friends and loved ones to watch the Oscars on television. Today we will continue with our second dish of hors d'oeuvres that you can serve your guests in honor of movie stars who shine positively in our society and the films that entertain people worldwide. So what tasty food are you going to show us how to prepare today?
Every time we veganize a recipe, we like to give it a good name for others to remember. I will show you sandwiches using pumpernickel cocktail bread called Open Wisdom Sandwiches because it's an open style sandwich.
Great, I like the names already.
Now we will introduce party sandwiches. You can make them for festive occasions.
So this is the pumpernickel cocktail bread.
Right, it originates from Germany and is made with rye.
Wow, just the right size for party appetizers.
Yep, let's start with the open sandwiches. And the ingredients are, we have here one package of the pumpernickel cocktail bread, one package of sliced vegan cheese, we'll slice them later, and 2 cans of 6-ounce tomato paste, half cup of zucchini, half cup of carrot shreds, quarter cup of chopped olives, quarter cup of pine nuts or flax seeds, and we need some Italian seasoning. And we can also decorate with some carrots if you like. So we already lined the cookie sheet with aluminum foil. And Blaise, can you help me place the pumpernickel cauliflower slices
yes.
here? Thank you. Then I'll start with cutting the zucchini at the same time.
Pacifica, I think you're doing a great job.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Okay, this is a pattern knife that could make your vegetable look interesting. As we know, the banquets, parties, the presentation is also very important. We can also use the same knife, make patterns with the carrots. We don't need a lot. This is just for decorative purposes. Could you help me, please, put the tomato
Could you do the first one I see how much to put?
Okay, sure. So we put some tomato paste on each slice.
Mm.
That would do.
Okay.
If you like more, of course, you can make it thicker. It's up to personal taste.
Okay, so you could probably use other kinds of sauces.
Hummus would do. We can also use refried beans or artichoke pepinot.
Yeah, you got it. Hey, what about guacamole?
Oh, that would do, yeah.
Ooh.
Or you could just put raw avocado, that will work too.
Okay.
Okay, meanwhile, I should cut some more cheese. And for cheese, I usually don't cut them directly into quarters. I make them a little bit smaller. This would be a good size, because then when the cheese melts, it will not run all over. I usually use it in a smaller size than a quarter slices. So we can slice them into squares.
Oh, nice and thin.
Yeah, thank you. And that will melt very well in high heat.
Wonderful.
These are vegan cheese that you can buy from many of the supermarkets here.
We're going to put the other ingredients on top of the cheese?
Yeah, for decoration.
Okay.
Some more. Can you help me with that?
Yes.
Thank you.
Okay.
And then I'm going to put some chopped olive for garnish.
Flax seeds?
At the end, I'll add
that. Goes on the end?
Usually, that's the last garnish. You can put many different top favorite vegetables. You can use all different kinds of vegetables. These look pretty on the bread. Can you help me with
You do that? Another one and I'll finish this.
Okay, and I'll do the carrot shreds.
Good colors.
They're all different sizes. You can have them in long shreds. You can also have them in the patterns that we just cut. They look nice too. Wonderful job. Beautiful.
Well, you only did one carrot, I see.
Yeah.
I'm putting two zucchinis. Yeah.
Okay, so we should do more.
Okay.
There you go. And I sprinkle some Italian seasoning on top. So that makes it like a pizza sauce. You can also directly use some pizza sauce on it. And this will look like a garnish and it tastes good altogether. And you don't have to pre-mix your pizza sauce. And finally, we garnish with some pine nuts and flax seeds. These seeds will represent the seeds of wisdom that will grow inside us. Could you please place some flax seeds?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
So this is why you named this creation Open Wisdom.
Yeah, because it is an open style, and we put seeds to remind us of our inner wisdom all the time.
Cute.
Thank you.
All right.
All right, thanks. We preheat the oven to 450 Fahrenheit, and we'll bake it for 12 to 14 minutes. Can you help us put in the oven?
Ready to go.
Yep, ready to go. Thanks. We'll just wait for 12 to 14 minutes until the cheeses melt nicely.
Bell go off.
Yeah, it's ready. Careful, it's hot.
Mm-hmm. Are they very hot to touch?
With this spatula is helpful.
Okay.
Okay.
But I mean, it's too hot for me to taste one yet.
I think it's too hot.
I better wait.
Decorate with some parsley leaves.
That looks nice.
Thank you.
Can our viewers see that?
Here's the open sandwiches.
Oh, can I try one?
Sure.
Here we go. I like this job. Delicious.
I'm glad you like it.
I wonder if the cats would like to try this. I'm going to go ask them.
Sure.
I'll be right back. Okay, party time. I'm hungry. Let's start eating.
Shall we add some non-alcoholic wine to the celebration?
Absolutely. A cool drink that'll keep you cool. Your friends will be able to drive home safely.
That's the good spirit. There you go.
Thank you. Oh, I should have poured that for you.
Cheers.
Cheers.
Try some both.
Ah, yeah. Well, that's great.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Try the cream cheese.
Mmm. I love it. Once again, we want to thank all the famous celebrities and stars who support charity causes and emphasize environmental issues. Kudos to your hard work and enjoy your special day at the Oscar night.
Thank you for joining us today on Vegetarianism, the Noble Way of Living.
Please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television. Coming up next is Between Master and Disciples.